USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
Democratic Senator Elizabeth Warren of Massachusetts, who wants to sit behind the Oval Office at the White House in 2020, is calling on Congress to start impeachment proceedings against President Trump. Democratic Congressman Joaquin Castro tells CNN he sees both sides.
Is there a political risk in pursuing impeachment? Of course the answer is yes. There is a political risk for Democrats. We saw what happened to Republicans in 1998 when they tried to impeach Bill Clinton. But I also think that there is an even greater risk to the country in doing nothing.
The Justice Department said Friday the subpoena issued by House Democrats for the full special counsel report is unnecessary. Justice Department spokesperson Kerry Kupik says Attorney General William Barr released a report with minimal redactions. David and Louise Turpin were sentenced Friday to 25 years to life for abusing 12 of their 13 children. They pleaded guilty in February to charges including torture and false imprisonment. You're listening to USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allyn Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says U.S. diplomatic efforts will continue toward the goal of denuclearization of North Korea, a day after a North Korean official said it no longer wanted to deal with him in talks.
Nothing's changed. We're continuing to work to negotiate. I'm still in charge of the team. President Trump's obviously in charge of the overall effort, but it'll be my team, Special Representative Biegun, will continue to lead the U.S. efforts to achieve what Chairman Kim committed to do back in June of last year, which was to denuclearize.
The South Carolina fifth grader who died last month after a slap fight in the classroom with another student died of natural causes, according to prosecutors. Sheriff's Captain Jason Chapman says no charges have been filed.
During the actual incident, there was no complaint of injury. There were no visible injuries. And it was not until approximately 10 minutes afterwards, while she had been moved to a separate room, that she began to experience headaches.
Pathologists say it was a rupture in her brain from a birth defect, not the fight that led to her death. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
More now on the sentencing for a California couple convicted of torturing and abusing 12 of their children. One of their sons spoke at Friday's hearing, arguing for leniency against his parents, even though he says he's haunted by his childhood.
I cannot describe in words what we went through growing up. Sometimes I still have nightmares of things that had happened, such as my siblings being chained up or getting beaten. But that is the past, and this is now.
During the sentencing hearing, the mother of the children, Louise Turpin, said her children deserve to be happy.
They deserve only the best of life. I don't want anything to be sad or depressed because of all of this. I want them to know that mom and dad are going to be okay. I also want them to know I believe God has a special plan for each of them. I really look forward to the day I can see them, hug them, and tell them I'm sorry.
David and Louise Turpin sentenced to life in prison. A well-armed small-town mayor resigns after he's accused of pointing one of his guns at some children in a park. More from USA's Chris Barnes.
Less than a week after being accused of pointing a gun at some kids, a lawyer for Derry, Pennsylvania, Mayor Kevin Gross says he's resigned his mayoral position. And more than that, the 38-year-old mayor had to turn over more than 50 guns he owned on a district judge's order. He's accused of assault, reckless endangerment, and harassment. The defense lawyer says that he denies the allegations, but he's stepping down as mayor because he feels the case was detracting from his ability to govern.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.